Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. Last week, the MLP sector took investors on a wild ride filled with twists and turns. MLPs, as represented by the Tortoise MLP Index, declined by as much as 5% midweek. But a welcomed late-week rally that resulted in MLPs selling off by less than 1% for the week. These ups and downs left many investors asking a simple question. What was going on? At Tortoise, we believe the weakness early in the week was technically driven. For example, shorting activity in the energy sector, including MLPs, has been increasing. This could explain the short-term sell-off followed by the late-week rally as traders covered shorts. Nevertheless, we think the fundamentals supporting the MLP sector remain intact. Case in point, approximately one half of the MLPs that declared distributions last week increased their distributions. We believe that cash flow growth will drive value for the MLP sector going forward. MLP's significant backlog of growth projects will continue to support cash flow growth for MLPs in the future. While the volatility of the MLP markets gained most of our attention last week, an event in the oil markets is worth celebrating for energy investors. What am I talking about? Last week, oil prices turned positive year-to-date, closing at $53.90 on Friday. At one point earlier this year, oil prices had declined by 20%. After a 5% rise last week, oil prices now have increased by one-third of 1% year-to-date. What is moving prices higher? Last week, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman indicated that he would support an extension of the OPEC production cut agreement. Earlier this month, Russian President Vladimir Putin stated that he would support an extension of the production cut agreement as well. This is significant, as now leaders of two of the largest oil producers in the world are on board with an extension. At Tortoise, we believe that OPEC will announce an extension of the production cut agreement through the end of 2018 at its normally scheduled meeting on November 30th. Unfortunately, the strong oil price performance last week did not carry over to energy stocks. The energy sector, as represented by the S&P Energy Select Sector Index, fell by less than 1%. On a year-to-date basis, MLP and energy stocks have lagged oil. Oil prices are up slightly, less than 1%, yet the stock prices of MLPs and the broad energy sector have declined by 9% and 8% respectively. We believe that stable and improving oil prices will be a catalyst for better performance in the stock prices of MLPs and energy stocks in general. Last week was the first full week of the third quarter earnings season. Two things were notable last week. First, we believe that there has been insufficient capital investment in global oil projects that will eventually result in a global oil supply gap that will need to be filled by U.S. shale producers as well as OPEC and Russia. Chevron's results last Friday potentially foreshadowed how this is going to take shape. Chevron reported third quarter global oil production that was approximately 2% lower than its second quarter oil production, as production increases from the Permian and the Gulf of Mexico could not offset natural declines in production. We are keeping our eye on this, but we expect the Permian oil producers to fill a large portion of the supply gap that emerges over time. A second emerging theme from the first week of earnings season is the potential shift in oil and gas producer strategy, focusing on returns and spending within cash flow. This would be a shift away from production growth that has been a key metric for the past several years. We believe that the oil and gas producers that can continue to grow production while spending within cash flow will be rewarded by investors. Three of the largest Marcellus natural gas producers highlighted this point when announcing 3Q results last week. Range Resources noted its ability to grow production volumes by at least 10% while spending within cash flow in 2018. EQT expressed its ability to do something similar by 2019. However, Marcellus producer Cabot Oil and Gas stole the show, announcing a three-year outlook that results in 20% plus annual production growth and generates $2.5 billion of cumulative pre-tax free cash flow from 2018 to 2020. For context, this could allow Cabot to buy back up to 20% of its outstanding stock. This announcement propelled Cabot's stock, rising by 5% last week. Lastly, in capital markets activity, the highly anticipated MLP IPO from British Petroleum, or BP, priced last week. BP Midstream Partners, ticker symbol BPMP, raised $765 million, issuing 42.5 million common units at $18 per unit to the public. The IPO did price below its initial stated range of $19 to $21 per unit. However, keep in mind that the stock prices of MLPs fell by 7% during the IPO marketing period. The stock price of BPMP fell by 2.3% last week, highlighting the continued peculiarities in the current MLP market. Nevertheless, another major integrated global oil and gas company has created an energy infrastructure MLP with the intent on growing it, which we believe is a positive sign for the MLP sector. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.